This Morning, America's First News starts right after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
A prince is silenced. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koshenka on this Friday, April 22nd. Thanks for being with us. Here's what we have for you this hour.
Legendary singer and performer Prince has died. He was known for hits like Let's Go Crazy and Purple Rain. TMZ reports the cause was a drug overdose.
Tributes to Prince popped up around the country. Also hear how fans and celebrities are remembering him, plus the incredible numbers that define his career.
In politics, the women that could be on Hillary Clinton's list of vice presidential candidates.
And why your texts are not as secure as you think.
You want what's called end-to-end encryption. That's the gold standard. And you don't really have to know what that means other than your text messages are locked from the time that you send them to the time that the recipient opens them.
Stephen Petro at USA Today on the only place where end-to-end encryption keeps your texts away from hackers. He's here in about 20 minutes. Shock and sadness after word from the music industry that legendary pop singer and performer Prince has died. His publicist says he passed away yesterday at his home and studio called Paisley Park, just outside Minneapolis. More now from This Morning's Mike Gavin.
The musician, who was born Prince Rogers Nelson, died following reports of a recent illness that had forced his private plane to make an emergency landing last Friday in Illinois so he could receive medical treatment. TMZ reports that he then received treatment for a drug overdose and was released from a hospital just 3 hours later. No details about his cause of death have been released at this time. One of his production managers told the Wall Street Journal that Prince gave a strong performance at his last show in Atlanta last week, though he had the flu and had long-standing hip and back issues. An autopsy will be performed today. Prince was just 57 years old. Gordon.
Thank you, Mike. 8 minutes after the hour. The tributes to Prince took place all across the country in all kinds of places. In New Orleans, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome, home of the Saints, glowed last night with Prince's signature purple, as did San Francisco City Hall and Madison Square Garden in New York.
I couldn't believe it. And he's so young and he's so talented. It's just incredible to think that he's gone.
In Minnesota, where he died, the Star Tribune newspaper reports the Interstate 35 West Bridge over the Mississippi River was bathed in purple light. A dance party in downtown Minneapolis was expected to go all night.
That Minnesota sound that he's so well known for, a lot of people identify with that. They identify with the artist as a person and just a pure musician.
A vigil quickly turned into a party at Limert Plaza Park in Los Angeles, where dozens danced as huge speakers blasted Prince tunes. Stars of Broadway's The Color Purple performed a rendition of Prince's hit Purple Rain. The show posted a video of the performance led by Jennifer Hudson and Cynthia Erivo online late yesterday. Musicians, actors, and other celebrities reacted to the death of Prince with shock and anguish. Most of them took to Twitter. Some of the reactions, either on social media or in statements, stunned. This can't be real, said Justin Timberlake. Basketball star Shaquille O'Neal, RIP Prince, another icon gone too soon. Actor Kevin Bacon wrote, lots of guitars gently weeping today. Hashtag Prince, hashtag RIP. Blake Shelton from country music fame says, dang it, truly hate hearing we lost Prince. Sad day. Fellow music icon Aretha Franklin.
He loved music and he loved it so much that he was in the studio almost, 24/7.
Pop star Katy Perry wrote, quote, and just like that, the world lost a lot of magic. Rest in peace, Prince. Thanks for giving us so much. LaToya Jackson checked in with, what a sad day today. What an incredible talent. And Joel McHale summed it up best, perhaps, with, R.I.P., Prince, you were the king. It's 10 minutes after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Purple rain, purple rain. Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Glad you're with us on this Friday. Turning to politics now, how about the fun sport of speculating about vice presidential candidates? Women's names will be on the list for Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton. And as Annie Linsky at the Boston Globe reports, there are whispers about Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren as a pick. Annie, what are your sources saying?
Well, you know, I spoke with Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman, and he indicated to me that when Hillary Clinton begins to look at her vice presidential list, it absolutely will include women. And, you know, that does raise the possibility of, you know, an all-female ticket going into the convention in Pennsylvania and presenting an all-female ticket. And, you know, as a Boston Globe reporter, of course, the first name that springs to mind is Elizabeth Warren, which has some interesting possibilities as a pairing. You know, there are some differences of opinion between the two women, but it could be a really fascinating idea.
Has she even said she supports Mrs. Clinton?
Well, that is a good question. Elizabeth Warren has stayed completely on the sidelines. She has said that she would endorse in the presidential, and she has not. And ideologically, she is a lot closer to Bernie Sanders. But, you know, I think that Warren is also a pragmatist. And, you know, I spoke with Hillary Clinton earlier this year about her relationship with Elizabeth Warren. And certainly, like, the two of them are feeling a little more warmly towards each other than they did, you know, back during the days of the bankruptcy bill when Warren was very critical of Hillary Clinton.
Wow. All right. So you mentioned, too, there's another kind of side factor to consider here, and it's not insignificant, and that's the balance of the Senate. Were she to pick Ms. Warren, and assuming Senator Warren accepts?
Yeah. I mean, that's always a question, right? When you're looking to pick from the Senate, and the Senate is so close right now, Democrats need to take back 5 seats if they want to have the majority again. And, you know, you could see a scenario where if Elizabeth Warren was picked, the Republican governor of Massachusetts would undoubtedly put a Republican to replace him. Yet, you know, Massachusetts rules, however, are pretty interesting. They call for a special election to happen very quickly. So if a Republican was, you know, if Warren was replaced by a Republican, it probably wouldn't be for that long. That it's hard to imagine that the voters of Massachusetts would select. It's been a while since they've had a Republican senator. They did have Scott Brown, but he did not end up lasting very long.
All right. So what about the idea that given Mrs. Clinton's, New York roots at this point and Senator Warren being from Massachusetts, is that too much northeast for a ticket for the rest of the country?
You know, I think that if Warren was the person that Clinton selected, and if it worked, the balance that Warren would be bringing, it obviously would not be a geographical balance, as you point out. It clearly would not be a gender balance. It would really be an ideological balance. It would be Hillary Clinton deciding, I need to reach out to this progressive wing of the party, and I need to get their excitement and their trust. You know, I think that it would be Hillary looking to grab on to some of the Sanders momentum that we've seen, you know, really just exploding over the past year. That's the balance that they would be looking at. And so it's fascinating to think about it that way.
All right. Thanks, Annie. Annie Linsky at the Boston Globe. 18 minutes now after the hour. It's 20 minutes after the hour on this morning. Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
Report on the life of Prince, who has died at age 57, is being marked with purple-colored tributes. Buildings, newspaper front pages, and websites across the U.S. and beyond have changed color in his honor. Fans in Prince's hometown of Minneapolis held an all-night dance party downtown.
He completely revitalized the music scene in Minneapolis. I mean, single-handedly, one of the most influential artists ever.
Prince's innovative music spanned rock, funk, and jazz. He sold more than 100 million records during his career. An autopsy will be performed today. It's springtime in London, but President Obama might sense a chill in the air. The president is being welcomed by British Prime Minister David Cameron and wined and dined by the royal family on a three-day visit to the UK. But Britain's looming June referendum about whether to stay in the 28-nation European Union has strained the relationship, with several UK politicians bluntly telling the president to butt out of Britain's debate. Donald Trump's chief lieutenants told skeptical Republican leaders that the GOP frontrunner has been projecting an image in the primary season and now plans to improve his standing among general election voters. The message, delivered in a private briefing, is part of the campaign's intensifying effort to convince party leaders Trump will moderate his tone in the coming months to help deliver big electoral gains this fall, despite his controversial comments. And a swing and a miss for consumer brands trying to jump into the tributes for Prince on social media. General Mills Cheerio account posted a tweet of a purple banner reading, "Rest in peace," with a Cheerio dotting the I. Some people found the tweet to be in poor taste, and the company soon deleted it. 3M, another company based in Prince's home state of Minnesota, also tweeted out a tribute by changing its logo to purple and adding a teardrop. But many fans thought the anti-big business musician wouldn't approve. Other companies have faced similar backlash, such as Best Buy for making light of a 1999 murder when it tweeted about the hit podcast Serial.
Now, when you and I are growing up, this wouldn't have been a big deal.
Yeah, you really have to think ahead.
With social media now?
Prince was just so anti. You talked earlier about his music stance on companies and everything.
Yep.
It just doesn't make sense sometimes.
Yep. Oh, man. It's tough connecting yourself to a death.
Yes.
Right? That's just not something you necessarily want to promote or highlight or be associated with. Thank you, Jen. 22 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to the state that went from 49th to 10th best in corporate business income tax, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years, and is now home to the 6th best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice of your business. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. Glad you could spend some time with us on this Friday. Sad day, of course. We're remembering Prince. On the technology front now, how secure are your text messages? Not as secure as you think, unless you use WhatsApp. More from USA Today technology writer Stephen Petro. Steve, what have you found?
For most of us, we don't have the NSA or the FBI trying to, crack the phone.
Right.
But the one thing I did was I looked at the last 20 texts that I had sent out. And most of them were about dinner dates and a reunion and this and that. But I saw that I was talking with people or texting with people, about divorces and about health issues and about money. And I thought, I don't want anyone else to know about those things. And those other people really don't want anyone to know about that. So I went to the experts and they said a couple of different things. And some of it's fancy language, which doesn't really matter, but you want what's called end-to-end encryption. That's the gold standard. And you don't really have to know what that means other than your text messages are locked from the time that you send them to the time that the recipient opens them. And really want to use one of these apps like WhatsApp, Signal, or Apple's iMessage. Those are among the top three. But they only work, Gordon, if the person you're texting to has the exact same app. So if you have WhatsApp and I have iMessage, there's going to be a break in that chain and we're not as secure as we want.
Hmm.
So I came out actually in favor of WhatsApp in the end because they have the biggest customer base, 1 billion people.
Yeah.
And when I downloaded it, I saw all of my friends and colleagues who had WhatsApp, so I knew that I could text them in a secure fashion and it would be nearly impossible for someone to hack in, scam, or whatever the latest way they'll find to snoop on us.
Mm. So if the message is picked off, then or intercepted. It'll be encrypted. No one will be able to read it, right? Once the person on the other end gets the message, could it then not be hacked after they unencrypt it?
That's not likely to happen, but of course, you have to go back to some basic common sense. If you don't have a passcode on your phone, a spouse, a friend, a colleague, they can just pick up that phone and and take a look at your text messages. I did a story not long ago where a teacher had left her phone inadvertently in a classroom, and one of the students went and picked it up and looked at her photo gallery, and there were some nude pictures of this teacher and her husband, He took pictures with his camera of the pictures on her phone, and caused quite a ruckus. She lost her job, and the student got suspended. So common sense also, use a passcode, keep your phone on you. But we also want to take advantage of some of this new technology that is there to protect us. So just remember the words end-to-end encryption and WhatsApp and Signal and iMessage and download them. They're all free.
Yep. We're speaking with Stephen Petro, digital life columnist at USA Today, talking about his piece entitled "Your Texts Are Not as Secure as You Think." What are the chances that these other services that provide text messages will fully adopt end-to-end encryption?
WhatsApp actually, it was only a couple of weeks ago that they sort of boosted the protections on their service. They had not had full end-to-end encryption. And they saw that with what's happening in the marketplace, with the importance that privacy is taking, in public discourse and in our private lives, that it's becoming a very marketable and saleable proposition.
Stephen Petro, tech writer with USA Today. It's 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Give your employees the power to do their best work. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance by updating to the most secure, manageable, and reliable Dell Latitude business class laptops and 2-in-1s with the latest Intel Core processors. Give your employees the power to do their best work. Learn more at Dell.com/radio. That's Dell.com/radio.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us on this Friday, April 22nd. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koshenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Legendary performer Prince has died. TMZ says it was a drug overdose. Suicide in the U.S. has reached its highest level in 30 years. A 16-year-old Delaware girl has died in a fight in her high school bathroom. Uber has settled a class action lawsuit. John Podesta's brother's firm gets $140,000 a month, reportedly, from the Saudi government to lobby. Another no-hitter for the Cubs' Jake Arrieta. And circling back to our top story, the death of Prince. We'll look at his incredible career numbers in about 20 minutes. Would allowing women membership into all-male clubs at America's colleges reduce sexual assaults on campus? Administrators at Harvard University think so. For 150 years, the final clubs at Harvard have sat atop a rigid social hierarchy. The original all-male clubs at the country's oldest college. Now they're in a spat with school administrators who want to address sexual assault on campus by forcing the clubs to welcome women members. It's a story from Wall Street Journal higher education reporter Melissa Korn. Melissa, explain.
So there are about a dozen single-sex clubs, social clubs at Harvard. They are not technically recognized by the university. They are all male or all female. The original ones, over 150 years old, are all male, and then more recently a couple of all-female ones have popped up. But they are social gathering spaces for members of that gender. The all-male ones have big properties just off campus where people have parties in some cases, or the men just gather for hanging out. There's a bit of a lack of social space on Harvard's campus for undergrads, so people who have access to these spaces are considered the privileged few.
Got it. All right, so and what's the problem here? There's a connection here with sexual assaults, right?
Right. So as many campuses are grappling with how to address sexual assault concerns on their on campus, Harvard is looking into how to make the campus safer for its students and how to address when these situations do come up. So the argument is, according to a student survey from last year, a fairly high share of women who participated in final club activities, meaning the school took that to mean they attended parties at the all-male clubs in particular, had non-consensual sexual contact with another student, or were subject to it, I should say. And the school wants to cut down on that. So they're thinking maybe if these clubs are co-ed, there wouldn't be quite such a sense of entitlement among the male members of some of the clubs. And there would be a bit more of an equal playing field for men and women. Mm. And that could potentially help cut down on sexual assault issues.
Interesting. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal higher education reporter Melissa Korn. Her piece is called Pressure Mounts on Harvard's All-Male Clubs to Admit Women. It's tricky, though, because you said these are private. They operate off campus, right?
Correct. They don't actually get any funding from the school. The school doesn't technically have any authority over them. So that's where we get into a gray area of what the school could actually do. So they've had some meetings. There have been some proposed sanctions thrown out, including expulsion if somebody is found to be a member of both the university population and one of these clubs, or maybe they would not be permitted to be team captains or hold other leadership positions. But again, these are pretty secretive clubs, so even finding out who's a member can be difficult for the school.
Oh, wow.
So it's a lot of threats right now, but yeah, not much detail in what those threats might entail.
Has it even been determined if the school has that authority?
No, it hasn't.
Well, so they might draw up rules, in essence, that would give them that authority?
It's not certain that they could do that. They're trying to find ways to act where in the areas where they do have authority. So they do have authority on who is enrolled in their school or who is in a leadership position of a school-funded club. So if they can put some pressure on the final club, single-sex clubs, by working on kind of the other areas the students are involved in, then they might try to do that.
Thanks, Melissa. Wall Street Journal higher education reporter Melissa Korn. It's 21 minutes before the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our weekly look at what we've been searching for the most online. We're joined now live by Google Trends expert Nina Tyler. Nina, I would imagine that Prince caught up real quick yesterday after not having been in many searches earlier in the week.
That's right. You know, Prince, he may not have been trending earlier in the week, but after the news of the iconic singer and songwriter's death, you know, we saw a huge spike in search interest. You know, Prince, he gave us hits like Kiss, When Doves Cry. You know, whether you grew up a Prince fan or were introduced to him, you know, later and kind of growing up, you know, it was kind of shocking. You know, at just the age of 57, he passed away at his home in Minnesota. And so, you know, some of the top search Prince songs in the hour following his death and the announcement of his death, Purple Rain, number one trending, Kiss, When Doves Cry, 1999, and rounding out the top five, Little Red Corvette. Those were the top Prince songs being searched by people around the world.
Yeah, pretty sure if you didn't grow up with him, one of the artists that you like was influenced by him. That's probably a safe bet. What else made your list?
You know, also making our list, the internet celebrated the 100th annual Pulitzer Prizes awarded to standouts in literature, journalism, music, photography, and a slew of other categories. And so people came to Google to find out more about the winners and their accomplishments. We saw people wanting to know who won the Pulitzer Prize, how many prizes are given each year, what musicals have won, and also people wanting to know, you know, how do you pronounce it. So a lot of interest there, you know, and that was something that was trending this week as well.
How about the drama regarding Live with Kelly and Michael?
Yes, that's exactly right. You know, if you've been following the news, you know that Michael Strahan, you know, announced that he is leaving Live with Kelly and Michael, which is an ABC show, and he's actually headed over to another ABC show, Good Morning America, to be there full-time. But there was a little, you know, a little shakeup because Kelly didn't know that Michael was leaving for this new gig until about the same time that everyone else found out, too. So, you know, there are reports that she felt betrayed, you know, and she hasn't been on the show, you know, since the news came out, and she won't appear again until Tuesday. So we saw people wanting to know who's replacing Michael on Live with Kelly. Why isn't Kelly on the show? You know, is Kelly, you know, is Kelly upset? You know, people wanting to know, you know, more about this and wanting a little more clarity.
Yeah, a couple of stories I read too said kind of Good Morning America's ratings are in trouble because the NBC's Today show is eating into their lead, and Michael Strahan's supposed to kind of shore things up. Maybe George Stephanopoulos is in a little bit of trouble.
Maybe, the morning show wars.
Yeah, maybe GMA goes 3 hours and you know, Live then is no longer on the air. Trending on YouTube, this clip from Magnificent Seven. Let me play it.
So you seek revenge?
I seek righteousness. But I'll take revenge.
Nina, how about the Magnificent Seven trailer?
That's right. This past Wednesday, Sony Pictures, they released this trailer, and this is going to be their new fall blockbuster, The Magnificent Seven. And the film, you know, it has some of our favorite stars, Denzel Washington, Ethan Hawke, Chris Pratt. And this video, I mean, it's been insanely popular on YouTube with over 3 million views and counting. So fans are really excited, and the movie is going to be released on September 23rd, so stay tuned.
Very good. Finish up with Harriet Tubman.
Yes, Harriet Tubman. She is going to be on the front of the $20 bill. It was announced, and she's going to be the first woman in more than a century and the first African American ever on the front of a paper note. And so, this is a really historic time. Harriet Tubman, you know. Of course, she is. She was a suffragist, and she led slaves, you know, to freedom. And so we saw people wanting to know, who is Harriet Tubman? That was one of the trending questions. Mm-hmm. So wanting to know who she is, what she did, how many slaves did Harriet Tubman free, and also wanting to know, is she going to be on the $20 bill? People wanting to know, is this a rumor? Is it fact? It is, in fact, fact. And, you know, you may have seen Donald Trump does not agree with it.
Right.
You know, so there's been a little bit of controversy there.
Very good. Hey, thanks for a few minutes, as always, Nina. Nina Tyler, live with us this morning, Google Trends expert. 13 minutes now before the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Mailing your letters and packages has just gotten a lot easier thanks to Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can mail and ship anything, anywhere, using just your computer and printer. No more trips to the post office, and it's so easy. Anyone can do it. Just click, print, and mail. With Stamps.com, you can buy and print official U.S. postage right from your desk. Stamps.com does all the work for you. They'll even give you a digital scale that automatically calculates exact postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail. And setup is easy, too. In minutes, you'll be printing your very own postage. You'll never have to go to the post office again. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use my last name, Deal, for this special offer. A 4-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer, including postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in DEAL. That's Stamps.com and enter the code DEAL.
8 minutes before the hour on This Morning, Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, funk, rock, pop, jazz, and R&B wouldn't be the same had Prince not emerged out of Minneapolis in the late 70s. He was a unique musician who could play a wide variety of instruments, an ace arranger, and a talented writer. Nathan Morris, founding member of Boyz II Men, says Prince influenced his group and many others.
You know, his harmonies and his songs, and those are things that we really, really looked up to and actually pulled a couple pieces from some songs that we actually put on our records that were very successful. So, I mean, very, very integral part of Boyz II Men's music.
The 57-year-old singer was found dead yesterday morning at his suburban Minneapolis compound. An autopsy will be performed today. Suicide rates are rising at an alarming pace in the U.S. A new report from the CDC finds that from 1999 to 2014, suicide rates have been rising about 1 to 2% every year. Previously, rates were going down. The increase has affected both men and women, with suicide rates rising among both groups under the age age of 75. Yet more problems in Rio, which is gearing up for the Summer Olympics. At least two people were killed yesterday when a new elevated bike path that had been heralded as a top legacy project of the Olympics collapsed. A third person is missing after a giant wave apparently swept up a rocky cliff, lifted a stretch of the path, and sent it plunging into the sea below. The accident is the latest in a series of problems plaguing Brazil's preparations for the Games, including worries about the Zika virus and political turmoil that threatens to topple President Dilma Rousseff. And a bar in the UK has come up with a way to help patrons who are on a date that they need to escape from. The bar put signs in its restroom saying, if your Tinder date has gone wrong, come to the bar and ask for Rachel or Jennifer, and we'll get you out of it and get you a taxi. The owner of the bar says he got the idea from talking with customers.
What?
Instead of the fake phone call from the friend.
Right.
They've come up with a way to just do it right there on site.
So Rachel or Jennifer comes over and essentially bails you out of this date somehow?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
They just put the sign in the women's room first, and then they decided men needed it too. So, yep.
Pretty embarrassing, though, if your code gets exposed there.
That's true. Right?
Yeah.
True.
Just learn to communicate, for crying out loud. 6 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Man, what couldn't the guy do? How about Prince by the Numbers? These are some stats from Yahoo. Currently, Purple Rain, Little Red Corvette, When Doves Cry, and Kiss are number 1, 2, 3, and 4 on iTunes' top songs list. How about some of these other numbers? Began his career at the age of 19, as you probably heard, as a Minneapolis guy. Released 39 albums, 7 Grammy Awards. Sold over 100 million albums worldwide. His classic Purple Rain soundtrack, released in 1984, sold 13 million copies alone and enjoyed 25 weeks on top music charts. His movies, Purple Rain and Graffiti Bridge, grossed over 73 mil. 40 top 100 hits, 40, including 5 number one songs. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2004. And that 2007 Super Bowl halftime performance drew 140 million viewers. Rest in peace, Prince, dead at the age of 57. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade, the sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, 3 of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.